Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Third week of Lent, Tuesday. You've gone for Phone Booth, the Colin Farrell film.
Yes, it relates in some ways to this gospel. This is Jesus at his most dramatic, telling quite a story about the unjust servant, so the one who's forgiven a small debt and then, of course, goes out and throttles his fellow servant, demanding full payment, and the reaction of the master then putting this bad, demanding servant in prison. So Jesus is talking about, I suppose, themes of justice and forgiveness. And Phone Booth came to mind because it's a good film, brief film, and it's able to be used, I think, in a lot of discussions, especially about confessing and atonement. Colin Farrell plays this agent who's playing around in his life with money, with other women, unfaithful to his wife. And this mad killer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, generally off-screen with a sinister voice, actually phones him in a phone booth and keeps him there, threatening to shoot him until he publicly confesses what he has done wrong.
I'm aiming at you right now. Can you feel it, Stu?
Did you call me Stu? Who is this?
Someone who enjoys watching you. I have a 30 caliber bolt action 700 with a handheld tactical scope.
You mean like a rifle?
At this range, the exit wound ought to be about the size of a small tangerine.
You're bluffing.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh my God, you shot him.
Look at all of the people, Stu.
It's the whole process then of this examination of conscience, of finally admitting, especially to his wife and to others, what he has done. And so it's not exactly the parallel with this unjust servant, but it is the possibility that the servant should have confessed what he had done and seen the error of his ways and not been so demanding on the fellow servant.
Now, you can't be too sympathetic with a guy that's looking at someone through the crosshairs and wants to shoot them, even if he does have a problem with their morality. But it's a high-octane entertaining film, isn't it?
It's very good, and Forrest Whitaker is there as a rather sympathetic policeman who doesn't quite understand what's going on, but gets to know the Colin Farrell character a bit better. And I think it's through him and listening to what Colin Farrell is going through that we get some kind of sympathy, which means then, of course, that anybody who is a sinner, if they are able to confess, acknowledge what they have done, has the possibility of redemption. And I think that is one of the themes of the film.